So I'm going to talk about family today.
Family. Okay.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I spoke in Austin, Texas, on complicated families. And I might have even said this on the air. I said to the people, thousands of people, great big mega church. And I said, how many of you do not have a complicated family? No one raised their hand in each service. I never had anybody say, yeah, I don't have a complicated family. So we have complicated families. So what I thought about was I'm going to do a quiz and I'm going to wonder, I wonder how Becky's going to do and how you're going to do on this.
Oh,
okay. So here's the quiz.
Oh, boy.
What is the most often quoted scripture in the Bible? I have the answer. I'm not a Bible theologian, but I have the answer and it relates to what we're going to talk about. Anybody
want
to take
it? Jesus wept.
Jesus wept. You're a good Baptist. Shortest verse in the Bible.
I would say the one about judgment. Don't judge me.
Yeah, don't judge me.
Not, it doesn't say no, don't judge me, bro.
So it is with great deep honor and respect that I get to say to Becky, our president, and you, Brian, you're both wrong. So maybe you had something in your mind, listeners, and maybe it was John 3:16. Maybe it was Psalm 23. I mean, there's so many great scriptures. Well, this is it. I guarantee you, this is it. It's called the Shema. It's in the Old Testament, and it's actually in Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. And it's a trick question because every morning in an Orthodox Jewish home, they quote it every evening. And by the way, when Jesus was born, there is no doubt in my mind, I wasn't there. I'm old, but I was not there, that Mary would have picked up that baby at one time and she would have recited these words. We need a roadmap sometimes with our families. And again, all families are complicated. No shame here. We just have complicated families, but we do have a roadmap and it is found in this. And this is the roadmap for the Hebrews, but it's also, you know, our roadmap too as Christians. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord," and this sounds familiar to you, I bet, "our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength." And really what that means is loyalty and fidelity to God. So in the midst of all the turmoil that goes on and, you know, in whatever season you're in, and it might be a tough season, what we want to do is do our best to bring loyalty and fidelity to God. And that's what we're challenged to do. It goes on to say, "These commandments that I give you today are to be written on your hearts. Impress it on your children." We get so many calls here with kids who are estranged, if they're adult children, or kids who aren't doing well, or, you know, so many family things. And yet our job is not to be preachy and lectury and that doesn't work. But our job is to learn those commandments, put it into our heart, live it out, and then impress it on our children. And I think that's what we're called to do. It goes on to say also how you transmit faith and love. And you know where it comes from? In the home, because it says talk about it when you're at your home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. So in other words, bring God into your home. I'm not saying that's going to be perfect. I'm saying that's the roadmap for us to do life and make it less complicated, even in complicated times.